The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold. Stand out.
Hello, everybody. This is your captain speaking, and welcome aboard Patriots 2 for your flight back home to New England. Skies here above Florida are clear, but unfortunately, before we get to our cruising altitude, we're going to have to make an unscheduled stop in West Palm Beach. Seems we have some stowaways. Our crew has discovered 23 Miami Dolphins hiding among the luggage, and as soon as we get them off the aircraft and back to Miami, we'll be on our way home. Settle in. Enjoy the flight.
Okay, stand by.
Hey.
Bang Radio.
What?
The New York Giants select Daniel Jones.
Oh.
Quarterback.
Okay.
Duke.
How did that happen?
Why?
Why?
We got Odell! We got Odell!
Odell can't get no ball.
Ball God.
I don't like Tom Brady because he thinks he's good. He ain't.
So some of these people, I've never met him, never talked to him.
Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot. I understand.
At the end of the day, you're all gonna die.
No.
And now, John.
I hate him.
And Tom.
I drink and I know things.
On the Bang Radio Hour.
They're becoming something.
Frank Gore buries his head, drives in, into the end zone, touchdown. Frank Gore just pulls his way into the end zone from 1 yard out. He steamrolled his way into the end zone.
Dalton back, time, now pressure. Bosa chasing him, Blair chasing him, Jones chasing him. Throws! Intercepted! 49ers, how many Quan Alexanders are on the field? He's all over the place.
Looks like 56 of them.
Mahomes deep. He wants McCole Hardman in the end zone. Touchdown! Kansas City to McCole Hardman for his first National Football League touchdown.
Fake to Cook. Cousins bootlegs right. Chased by Dean Lowry. Luffs it right corner of the end zone. Leaping interception.
Kevin King's
got it. Green Bay football.
Prescott under center, second down six, with a play fake to Elliott. He's got a lot of time deep to the middle. He's got a man to the middle of the field. It's caught, and it's in for the touchdown to Devin Smith.
Here we go. Mariota backs to throw. Throws left side, and it's incomplete. It's incomplete on a slant pattern to A.J. Brown. Quincy Wilson on coverage for the Colts, and the Colts are going to win it.
Hand off Fournette, running left, and he stopped. Justin Reed got in there. The D stiffens on the two-point conversion try. The Texans have the lead.
Rivers takes the snap. Three-man rush for Detroit. Rivers, long look into the end zone. It is intercepted by the Lions. Intercepted by Darius Slay. He's got it. Picked it off in the end zone. Oh, Darius, young man, you did it again. You did it again.
Snap to Ryan. Here comes Philly. Quick throw. This is Julio Jones. 45-40. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta. Holy goodness smoke.
Russell takes the snap.
I did that twice.
Looks far side. He's going to throw downfield. He's got Metcalf. He's got it. Touchdown Seahawks. That's number 201 touchdowns for Russell Wilson.
Good placement. Boot by Eddie Pinheiro. Kick to the uprights. And the kick is good for the win. Pinheiro with the De Niro kick to send Denver down as time expires.
Back goes Baker. Baker looks, looking middle, looking far right, going down the right sideline, and a one-handed grab by Beckham inside the five at the four. What a catch by Beckham with his right hand. Classic Beckham.
That is classic Beckham. Oh, my God.
It was.
I mean, come on, man.
He practices it. He practices to be spectacular.
Yeah, I know. They show him every game. They show him warming up, practicing that way. He did it in college. Him and Landry both together used to practice that way in college all the time. It's still amazing when you see it happen live at that speed. You know what I mean?
You know what would be fucked up on Cleveland Browns radio is if they did some kind of a reverse in which he gave it to Beckham and then he pitched it back to Baker, because then you would have Baker back, Baker to
looks.
Beckham, Beckham back to Baker. Baker. Hey, are you able, are you able to drop back on that little montage right there to the Redskins-Cowboys game where the Cowboys hit the big bomb touchdown against Josh Norman? Bear in mind, folks, when you guys listen to that,
That's a home game for the Redskins. Way to go, Dan Snyder. Not even anybody in the stadium. And, dude, it had a lower TV rating than the Cardinals.
With a play fake to Elliott. He's got a lot of time deep to the middle. He's got a man to the middle of the field. It's caught, and it's in for the touchdown to Devin Smith.
Here we go.
Dude, there were a lot of Cowboys fans there.
Not only that, but this is the remarkable thing. In Washington, we had a lower TV rating for Redskins Cowboys than the freaking Cardinals had. The Cardinals.
Oh.
That's pathetic. Dan Snyder, you have actually made people not give a fuck about the Redskins.
Wow.
The goddamn league needs to step in. And that's all I'm going to say about them for the rest of the day, because they are,
you know,
they're the best 0-2 team in the league.
Well, I'll tell you who. I know they're better than Miami. And I think Miami has the same problem. But I had a Dolphins fan tell me the exact same thing. The league needs to step in and do something.
Dude, you know, ESPN, some clown on ESPN said today that Miami's best chance of beating somebody was the Redskins 3 weeks from now. That is just, that's like kicking your dirt in your face. The insult that made a man out of Mac.
I'm Tom. I'm a Cowboys fan, an Ohio State Buckeyes fan. He's John. He's a Redskins fan and a Penn State Nittany Lions fan. This is Bang Radio Hour number 358. I brought up the fact that I'm a Buckeye fan because that clip of Devin Smith scoring that touchdown. Okay, so it was, I guess, was it 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago now, that the Ohio State Buckeyes beat Oregon in the national championship. First ever national championship. Right. And they got there by beating Wisconsin like 59-0 in the Big Ten championship. And then they beat Alabama in the playoffs and then went and beat Oregon. And in those three games, I know Zeke ran for 200-plus yards in each one of those games. But another guy catching bombs for touchdowns in those games was Devin Smith. And the Jets drafted him in the second round. He got hurt his rookie year. And I don't think he ever fully recovered his second year. So all of a sudden they let him go and we grab him. And now he's healthy going into his third year or fourth year, whatever it is. He's finally 100% healthy and he looks just like that same guy.
Is that who was roasting Josh Norman?
Yes. That's the guy. Jesus. That bomb for that touchdown, man. And when we were watching him at play for Ohio State in those playoffs, I kept telling my son, oh, wouldn't you love to have him in Dallas? Wouldn't you love to have him in Dallas? And took a few years, but here he is.
Whole goddamn thing is rigged, Tom.
It is. Right now. Yes, it's rigged.
The fucking NFL wants the Cowboys and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. They're not going to stop.
My God. Why?
Because it's the NFL, man. It's rigged.
I mean, I understand the Cowboys, but I don't understand the Redskins or the Patriots.
Dude, you're going to have to talk to the whole thing is rigged people. Somehow they're convinced that 31 other owners are fucking in on it to help the Patriots win fucking 25 Super Bowls in a row or something.
Stop already. Well, they've got help now from Antonio Brown because they needed help, you know. They needed.
Oh, of course. Yeah, they were having all kinds of problems.
Right. There he was, catching passes, catching a touchdown. I'm like, oh my God, you got to be kidding. Josh Norman, nobody's even talking about Josh Norman anymore. I mean, he was the third receiver, best receiver on the team.
You mean Josh Gordon?
That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Josh Norman, he's bad, and they play the Patriots in a couple weeks. He's already gotten burnt. Antonio Brown called him up on the phone, and it roasted Norman.
Speaking of, you know what it is I watched our new cartoon right before we started the show.
That's right. Yeah, the new cartoon is out, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Watch the cartoon.
After the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if anybody hadn't heard, Sports Illustrated put out this article on Antonio Brown. There's
all the accusers, right?
Yeah, it's called There's More History to Antonio Brown's History.
Dude, this guy's crazy. I mean, we knew this anyway. Something. We knew he was crazy. And then we kind of touched on the fact that he might be really crazy with the fish head thing. And this is just ridiculous.
Well, the accusations that came out of this, everything from, well, the untold account of sexual misconduct. Well, of course it's an untold account. He's not going to go around talking about it.
You never know with this guy. He might be tweeting his friend Snooki. Yo, you know, man, sexual misconduct. I thought it was a pussy. It's not. It's her ass. Oh, damn. I'm sorry.
A charity auction theft. Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. What did he steal? Hopefully,
I don't know.
I mean, if he stole, like, the kid in the wheelchair and took him out for a ride, that'd be all right, but probably stole the money.
Multiple domestic incidents and a long list of unpaid debts. Numerous conversations with people who have dealt with Antonio Brown, as well as reviews of court and police documents from three states, paint a very disturbing picture, says the article.
Yeah, the rules don't apply to him.
Well, we find that a lot of players kind of act like that.
Well,
but
most of them are, you know, they've never been told no in their lives.
Well, they don't.
Know,
some
this
don't,
dude takes it to the end.
Yeah, they don't all take it too far, as he appears
right.
to have done.
Right. Not everybody's Ben Roethlisberger.
As of right now, he is playing this weekend, Antonio Brown. As Sports Illustrated has identified several people Brown similarly cut out of his life, allegedly before payments for goods and services were made. So he gets all this stuff done and then never pays. Like, it's supposed to be free? I mean, what does he think?
Dude, it'll get you elected president. What the fuck? I don't see what the problem is here. This is the new normal, Tom. You need to get with the goddamn program. Seriously, today when you go home and you got to fill up your truck, put the gas in, and then get in the truck, flip off the dude in the little shack, and drive away. Fuck him.
Dr. Victor Prisk, a former gymnast and bodybuilder who runs Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness.
Prisk Orthopedics?
Prisk Orthopedics and Wellness in Monroe, Pennsylvania, says he was wary of Brown's reputation in the athletic performance community.
This dude doesn't pay, no shit.
His reputation in the athletic performance community for being, in his words, a flighty client.
Yeah, that's their nice little terms for asshole. That's what it says on his chart. Watch out, this guy's an asshole.
Still, in August 2018, he took an initial meeting with Brown, for which he says the receiver was 3 hours late. And upon arrival, Brown passed gas numerous times in Prisk's vicinity while Prisk was testing his body fat. A video shot by, it says a Brown acolyte. Can they not say Brown, Antonio's friend? A Brown acolyte.
He's an acolyte. Yeah. I don't know, maybe that means he's learning how to be a real asshole or something.
And so this got out there. Now, you told me about this story, and I found all the details on this. And at the time, you said there's no audio to go along with it. We just know what this guy said to them. And then lo and behold, the video pops up, and I was bummed you found it, because I had gotten a hold of it. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a great surprise. John's going to love this.
Oh, well, one of our listeners put it up on our Facebook page. I got to go give him credit, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. Dr. Prisk said, it just seemed childish to me. And... and I'm a doctor, and this man is farting in my face.
I'm a doctor. He tells me to pull his finger. I pull his finger. What do I know? Maybe he's got a ligament problem.
And Antonio's looking right into the camera laughing. He's like, oh, my bad. My bad. Here, well, here, listen.
Let's see here. My bad, dog. You can get that when you're so lean there. It's pretty freaking low. Those are bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low.
Jesus Christ.
I gotta stay away. My bad.
He goes, I gotta step away. The doctor goes, I gotta step away. He goes, my bad.
Yeah, I guess you do have to step away. Shit. You know, you couldn't tell when his stomach, he's got the little ultrasound thing, I guess. He's rubbing it over Antonio's stomach. I don't know. If I got to squeeze one out like that, my stomach muscles tense up just a little bit. The doctor should have, he's a doctor. He should have a sense for these things and know when to escape. It's his own damn fault because his training did not kick in. So there, Calcutta School of Medicine, you have failed. Oh, shit. My bad, my sorry. I bet you he told his acolyte before they walked in the door, watch this, man. We went to Taco Bell for a reason. get the camera out. Watch this. Yo, doctor, I think I dislocated my finger. Could you pull it for me? Oh, sorry, doctor. You pushed the fart button. You shouldn't have touched me there. That was your fault.
Jesus.
I swear. What else can we find out about Antonio Brown? What the hell else could there possibly be?
I have a feeling there's more. I don't know.
We're going to get a video of him. An acolyte took a video of him having a Cleveland steamer with the attorneys. You know, he's up on somebody's conference room table. seriously, what is the matter with him? He should fart on Tom Brady.
Let's see here. Ah. My bad, doc.
My bad, doc.
You can get that when you're so lean there. It's pretty freaking low. Those are bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. My bad.
Oh, my God. It's, I got to step away as Dr. Ease for what the fuck is the matter with you? Jesus Christ. Hey, I read a thing this week. Tom Brady. I know we didn't have it because we had so much other stuff in the preseason, but that you hear that that audio of Kirk Cousins complaining about the ass sweat from his new center.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Well, Tom Brady apparently carries fucking powder on the sidelines, and he will open up his goddamn center's pants and dump it down there at any given moment.
Are you serious?
Yes. I guess it's important. I mean, shit. If the guy is oily, you don't want to be sticking your throwing hand up there.
Right. Right.
But he'll be like, Jeff, Bobby, come here.
Oh, my God.
Turn around. Fluff, 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 fluff. Stuff some towels in there.
I wonder if that happens with a lot of teams. Maybe it does.
Probably. I don't know. I don't even know. I want to know what Sam Darnold's doing over there.
Yeah, I don't know who or what he's kissing. I don't know. But now Trevor Siemian's gone, too. My God.
Oh, they signed a quarterback named Fails. John Henry, Officer John Henry, on our Facebook page says, you can't make this stuff up. They've signed a quarterback named Tom Fails. They're gonna get a running back to back up Le'Veon called Jimmy Fumbles. Bobby drops him as their new wide receiver. That was a bad. That dude failed. Whoever that guy they had in there, Falk or whatever, in that Browns game, goddamn, they teed off on his ass.
Oh,
he was standing back there and standing back there and standing back there. And I'm thinking, dude, haven't you learned? Holy shit, throw the ball. Blam.
So,
you get wrapped again.
The NFL took a hit this past weekend, man.
You know, Tom, I'm telling you, they made all these rules to protect these guys.
I know.
I just don't see any benefit to it at all. Except to fuck up the game.
Right.
Fucking slow down the game. Give morons like Sean Hockley a goddamn opportunity for a job.
Man. So, you lose. Breeze is gone for, what, 6 to 8 weeks?
They say week to week. They have not put him on injured reserve, and I read week to week, which means probably 6 to 8 weeks, but they're just going to tease it.
No, I know he's not. They're not putting him on injured reserve in case they get him back, you know, early. But yeah, I saw today they said 6 to 8 weeks, so you don't need to put him on IR for that. But
right.
And then, of course, now Simeon's out, so they're down to their third string quarterback with the Jets. And then now Roethlisberger's out for the year.
You could argue that Siemian was their third string quarterback, and they just didn't have somebody in front of him.
Well, that's true. Oh, I saw Cam Newton may not play.
Well, you know, he just hasn't been right for over a year now.
No.
What the hell is he wearing?
Maybe he should worry more about his health than his clothing. I don't know, man.
I'm telling you. Maybe that's probably. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean, that's part of his problem. I think he gets paid by all these stupid French designers. Yes, we will make you wear. You will look like the Russian grandmother. You will hear. You will look like you are picking through the street for pieces of bread to eat. There you go.
Anyway, I wanted to call Big Ben up and see how he's doing, man. He's got to be really disappointed.
He's probably pretty bummed.
Yeah, let's get him on the phone.
All right.
Hello, this is Ben.
Oh, Ben. Hey, it's John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour. Ben Roethlisberger with 2 Super Bowl rings. You don't sound too happy.
Yes, I'm not happy, Tom. I am not happy at all. I am Ben Roethlisberger. I am the winner of 2 Super Bowls. And
yes.
I am sorry. It is a sad day here in Pittsburgh, Tom, because Ben Roethlisberger, winner of 2 Super Bowls, will not be winning a third Super Bowl this year.
Not this year, no.
No. Thanks to Deion Sanders, he is a prime asshole, Tom. That is what he is.
What do you mean?
He used his psychic powers on me. He predicted my downfall, and what do you know? He did something to destroy my elbow.
Oh, come on. He can't be responsible for this.
Now, don't give me nothing like that. Listen, here, look. Let me tell you something. You have to be a little bit of a detective. Look, my elbow injury is very annoying. It really is. It is very annoying. And, you know, so is Deion. So you put two and two together, there you go. And that's it.
All right.
I've had it with guys like Deion Sanders. He's going to predict I'm not going to play again. And then within a day or a week or I don't even know, my arm is destroyed. No Super Bowl for me.
Not this year, but, I mean, hopefully you can rehab and get back. I mean, you do plan to play next year, right?
Well, you know, Tom, I have to now to shove it in Deion's face. You know, that's the primary number one responsibility for me is to tell that clown to shut up. But, it's going to be an off year for me, and I'm not sure because, you know, I'm already getting pretty fat. You know, I mean, have you seen me? Jeez, Tom, a year off, I'm liable to come in 300 pounds, you know. I'll probably be spending a lot of time watching, you know, TV and eating the cheese puffs. You know, I like the cheese puffs, Tom. Do you like the cheese puffs? Or
oh,
do you like the cheese crunchies?
I like the puffs.
I like the puffy ones, too. They are so good that I made up a word. It is called smunchy. They are crunchy at first, and then they are smushy. So they become smunchy. And if you stick like five of them in your mouth, pretty soon you have a wad of that stuff that's stuck to the roof of your mouth. And you have to dig it out with your finger. And it's all in your finger. It's pretty gross, you know. But they're tasty, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Right. So I have an option. I can rehab my elbow. Work real hard and try to come back next year with a team that really looks terrible. I mean, let's face it, this looks pathetic. Or I could eat a bunch of smunchy cheese puffs and sit around and watch television.
Is that what you're going to do? Is that what you're going to do for the next year?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. I'm going to go to Hooters, I can tell you that. If they open up the back door and let me in, because they won't let me in the front door. So I'm going to try to get in the back door and, you know, hide around the bar and see if I can see some boobs, you know.
Well, you know, I didn't want to make it awkward, so I've never brought it up when we've talked to you. But since you brought it up, I've heard that all these nightclubs in Pittsburgh don't want you in there. And there are waiters and waitresses at restaurants that refuse to wait on you. What's going on over there?
They're all jealous, Tom. They're all completely jealous. The waiters everywhere are upset because my penis is larger and I have won 2 Super Bowls.
Okay.
And all of the waitresses are upset because they say that I keep pulling my penis out and putting it on the table. And, you know, if you're going to show the waiter that you're bigger than him, you got to.
Okay,
you know,
all right. You probably shouldn't.
Right?
You shouldn't say these things. I shouldn't have asked. Well, listen, you get that elbow better, okay? Go fix that elbow. We want to see you back next year.
I'm going to be enjoying some cheese puffs with some, I don't know, some chive and onion dip or something.
Well, there he is. The man who came up with the word smunchies, Ben Roethlisberger, winner of 2 Super Bowls.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next year.
John, oh my gosh.
He is a fat fucker.
Maybe I don't think we really want him back.
They had to get him a new helmet this year. They had to remove the pads around the ear holes so it would go over his head. You know that? it would fit down across his jowls.
Hey, you know, come on. This helmet's getting smaller and my head is getting fatter.
All right, here's some more fun. Let's see. Here's how it sounded on Bears radio. Actually, you heard a little bit of this in the opener, but here it is.
Scales down the ball. O'Donnell to the hole from the right hash. Angle to the left. Good placement. Boot by Eddie Pinheiro. Kick to the uprights. Then the kick is good for the win. Pinheiro with the De Niro kick to send Denver down as time expires. Bears 16, Denver 14. They escape with a victory on the road. Fade to black.
Wow.
Dude, Pinheiro sounds to me like one of those 1970s mid-size cars. You know?
You come and drive the new Chevrolet Pinheiro. Won't you look sexy saving such money on gasoline with a stunning 16 miles per gallon highway, 12 miles per gallon city? The new 1975 Pinheiro from Chevrolet.
It kicks winning field goals.
It kicks field goals. And Disney will make movie about field goal kicking car.
However, Don Knotts, right?
Right, exactly.
How you gonna kick a field goal? You're just a goddamn car. Oh, starring Fred Smoot as Don Knotts in this field goal kicking car.
I thought it was Eli Manning as Don Knotts there.
Oh, my God. We got too many people that sound like the same as him. Oh, poor Eli. He's done.
All right. So it sounded a little different over on Broncos radio.
Kick on the way, and it is good. Eddie Pinheiro, 53 yards out, has given the Chicago Bears a 16-14 win.
Wait, let me go back to where he says it.
And it is good.
It's
and
good.
It is good.
Yeah, it's good. And I bet you're proud of yourself, aren't you? It's
and it is good.
Oh, man, that was a rough one to lose, man.
Meanwhile, in the booth next door, they got the Maracas and the Mariachi band out there. The Pinheiro. Not a Pinheiro. Pinheiro with the field goal. We need the guy from Brazil. Pinheiro!
All right. Let's see. Well, Odell Beckham. We were talking about him.
Yeah, we were talking about him. We're going to talk about him for the rest of the season.
Yeah, now that's the Browns I expected to see, although it was against the Jets. And I still think week one, you know, there were some disciplinary issues. I mean, 18 penalties. Come on. That's it. That's all it really came down to. So now to get a great test on Sunday night against the Rams.
Yeah, that'll be something. That'll be something to see. Because, you know, the Jets even got after him with their defense. They got after Baker Mayfield quite a bit. There was times he looked flustered. They smacked the ball back in his face, I think, three times.
You see, Myles Garrett's got, what, 5 sacks in 2 games now?
Dude, Falk was just standing there. He would take the ball, drop back, and go, hey, look, I'm standing back here in the pocket.
Hey, and come then, hit me.
I'm yelling, throw the ball. Throw it anywhere. Just you're on the 2-yard line. Here he comes again.
Well, you know,
Gregaga Williams.
He's the defensive coordinator for the Jets, and before the game, Odell had this to say.
The only thing I'm buying is, you know, probably just got to watch out for the cheap shots and the dirty hits and all the things that he likes to teach. That's pretty much all we got to watch out for. Other than that, I expect the same too high safety. I don't expect much man-to-man. I don't expect none of that.
He didn't expect that. He didn't get it. He did exactly what he wanted to do, and, man, I didn't Gregaga was in Washington.
Yeah.
And I mean, did he coach dirty? Oh, did he?
He got suspended for a year for the bounties. All right. You know, that's all I got to say. They investigated him and found out it was true. He put a bounty out on Brett Favre. They went after his ankle. Favre said so, remember?
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Right. Yeah, I think he's a dirty coach. He's a good coach. He gets them to play hard. He's a good coach. But to be quite honest with you, watching that game, I think Myles Garrett learned more from him than the Jets players did because he was taking some late shots on those quarterbacks, man. He was freaking trying to kill them until he finally knocked whatever his name was out of the game. Who was that? Who was the second? I don't know. The other guy that was second string before he knocked him out of the game. Or the one that broke his ankle. I don't know. They knocked so many quarterbacks out of the game. He was hitting them late.
Yeah, Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, Siemian he knocked out. But yeah, he was hitting them. He was hitting him in some of these referee crews would have definitely thrown flags on him. He looked more like he was being coached by Gregaga than the Jets did.
When Siemian went back and he saw his foot go under, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be bad. And you could kind of see it kind of hang to the side when his leg came up. It's like, I knew he was done, man.
Yeah,
there was
but then
no
he
way. No. He did kind of, but I couldn't believe it, but I knew he wasn't coming back this year. So.
Oh no! I thought it was broken, but obviously it wasn't.
I think he tore like ligaments and stuff in there, and it's a mess. I think so. Anyway, Greg Williams.
He might not ever be the same quarterback again, Tom.
Anyway, Gregaga had this to say about all that.
Odell who?
Odell. That's how he starts with the reporter asking.
Odell who? Who?
Odell who? That was a joke. That was Jerry. You know, that's just, you know, those are the things. I think there's been several players. I just found out about it, but we got several players that have already come out and, you know, that have mentioned things about that. We don't do that. I've never done that anywhere I've been. We don't do anything to hurt the team. It's the number one primary thing. If you're committing penalties, you're doing those type of stuff. We just don't do it. And, you know, and you guys are cooperating, giving him attention. Just don't give him attention,
really?
You know, and it just is what it is.
Is it discouraging on some level, though? He's one of the most dynamic players in the league for him to even.
That's your opinion?
No.
What's New York's? What's New York's opinion? The Giants' opinion. What did the Giants do? So that's not a question for me.
Wait a minute. That whether the Giants got rid of him or not doesn't mean he's not a dynamic player. And I'm going to tell you right now, he's wrong. He says that's your opinion. No, it's not an opinion.
Right.
I believe that's an absolute fact that Odell Beckham Jr. Were you not watching that game?
I think Beckham Jr.
is one of the most dynamic players in the NFL.
He is. He can use his hands and feet at the same time, Tom. He's amazing.
He can use his hands and feet at the same time.
Oh, shoot. You know what I thought was pretty funny, where he says that they don't do anything. They've never done anything like that. They've never done anything that's not above board.
Yeah, yes, we don't do anything that's not above board, Tom. We make sure that the bounty money that we pay our players is declared on their income taxes. You can check it with the IRS.
Now, he's a dirty coach. All right, he coaches them to hit dirty. Sometimes he hits them late. They do things that are late. There's already a video that I posted on our Twitter feed of this Jets defensive tackle in the game against the Bills. Who, dude, he cheap shots the kicker. He cheap shots this wide receiver. And then the play is long over. He gets up and then pretends to fall onto the knee of Sam Darnold. And it's like, dude, it's as clear as a bell. It's dirty as a motherfucker. And he got fined for it.
He's the most dangerous player in the NFL.
If he's coached by Greg, he might be, because I give him knives and brass knuckles.
Oh, my God.
Well, if there's no bones broken, you didn't play a game of football.
I'd like to see him say that to Greg again about him being a dynamic player, because I'd like to see what his response is.
You know what he would say? That's all he said.
They asked Baker Mayfield about Greg Gaga, saying, that's your opinion.
Baker, this week, New York's defensive coordinator suggested that Odell is not a dynamic playmaker. Do you feel like he showed otherwise tonight?
He said that? Jesus. That's next question. Not a dynamic football player.
The throw down the sideline on the one-handed catch. Mm-hmm.
Pretty dynamic.
Pretty dynamic, yeah. Wasn't it?
That was pretty dynamic. He was going 23 miles an hour. What do you think of that?
It's unbelievable, man. God.
Yeah, I can get a ticket in some neighborhoods for doing that.
I am so, so happy he's not a Giant anymore.
So am I. However, God. I got to say, Baker Mayfield, dude, doesn't it suck that Gardner Minshew is your fucking king?
What?
When it comes to looking like that, Gardner Minshew owns Baker Mayfield. Sorry. Rocking that 1970s cop show, I'm the undercover detective who's too cool for school. Yeah, that's what he's got.
Gardner Minshew is a party, man. We are going to enjoy this guy. I know it. This is going to be great.
That picture of him getting off the plane, when I first looked at it, I thought it was a freaking movie still from that Tom Cruise movie where he plays the guy that goes down to Bogota and turns into a cocaine dealer. I thought it was a fucking movie still from that, like some guy getting off a plane in Bogota ready to bring home 100 kilos. That's what I thought.
Oh, man, you know Baker throws a nice deep ball, John.
I've heard that.
Yeah, and so did this guy, but it didn't come out that way.
Baker Mayfield, who last year, once Freddie Kitchens took over, was one of the most accurate deep throwers in the NFL. Sky's the limit here for Odell Beckham Jr.
Oops.
Hey, an accurate deep throater means that he's good to go whether the lights are on or off. No wonder he and Odell are catching such a good relationship.
One of the most accurate deep throaters in the NFL.
Yep.
You got to watch him in the piles, boys. He's a hell of a deep throater.
He can use his hands and feet at the same time.
You should see what he does with his tonsils.
Oh, shit. He's the most accurate deep throater in the NFL. That's pretty good there, Tom. That's not too bad.
You know, his balls are going all over the place. Wham, 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 wham.
Oh, no. Devlin hates the wham. That's my name in the pick'ems this year. That was one of my favorite clips from last year was Tony Romo saying, the wham, Devlin goes down on the big guy.
Right. Did you see what my name is in the pick'em league?
No.
The.
Z?
The.
The. Oh, the. Dude, you're not allowed to use that. Don't you have to get permission from the university?
I don't.
I don't want to have to get our freaking Pick'ems League shut down because you can't mine copyright laws.
They didn't get the copyright. They were denied. They're like, no, you're not getting a copyright for this. What are you talking about?
No shit, because, you know, I would have started to copyright letters. I would have just copyrighted the letter D and said nobody's allowed to use it anymore.
I know, right?
From here on out, everybody else is now an ass.
That was silly.
That's all there is. Yeah, nobody's allowed to use the letter D. Rewrite the whole language.
I honestly don't think they believed they were going to get to use it. Ohio State, for anybody to know, they call themselves the Ohio State University, and so they tried to copyright the, so they could make scarlet and gray shirts that just said the on them, and that's it.
Yeah.
And they didn't want anybody else to be able to do that.
Did you see the Tennessee t-shirt that they made for the little kid that got bullied because he made his own homemade t-shirt? And this little kid, maybe like 9 years old, made this on a piece of paper. He made it said UT, right?
Right.
And it was bad. And he pinned it to his own t-shirt and went to school. So the other kids, of course, picked on him. Well, look at you. You've got a fucking piece of paper pinned to the front of your shirt. Well, he got bullied, and nowadays in modern America, no matter how stupid you do anything, you're not allowed to point at him and go, you look stupid. So the college made the kid's design into an actual T-shirt.
Yeah,
and they put it on their store. Yeah, they're going to sell it, and they gave him a free ride to the University of Tennessee, which is pretty cool all in its own right. It's good for them. But let's face it, it's an ugly fucking logo, and geez, Christ.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that will not do a thing for that terrible football team that they have become.
No, because he can't draw. You know he's not going to be able to throw, and he's only going to be, what, like 7 years old next year, 10 years old next year. He can't help you yet. So.
All right, let's move on here.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just going through stuff. We have so much stuff. Okay, all right, here's one from Jerry. And God, I can't. John. He needs. Right. I think it's time for Jerry to just sit in his box and watch the games and smile for the camera. I think they need to just talk to Stephen Jones, because it's rough now listening to Jerry talk. I mean, you could tell over the past few years it was getting tough, but they asked him if he had any hesitation about giving Dak Prescott a big contract, and here's what he said. See if you can follow along.
No, I have no hesitation about it. I'm very comfortable. He's very comfortable. And those are things I would reemphasize. A time frame in anything that requires two people requires a consensus of those two people from a time frame. And I'm not trying to be talking riddles here.
I'm not trying to be talking riddles here, but that's exactly what you're doing, Jerry. My God.
Well, looking at, he's learning presidential speak, Tom. That's what he's doing. He's getting ready for a 2020 run. That's what he's doing.
We've got people looking at this. We've got most important people looking at this. This is probably the greatest spinach the world has ever seen. So, I'm not trying to speak in any kind of riddles here, but you're fake, and you're fake, and I don't even know if you're human.
A time frame in anything that requires two people.
A time frame that in anything that requires two people.
Requires a consensus of those two people from a time frame.
Requires a consensus of those two people from a time frame.
That's right. So like when I grab the little rinsed out blonde that's sitting at the bar eyeballing me at the steakhouse and say, look, we got 5 minutes in the men's room before my wife starts to get suspicious. We better get consensual real fast. You understand where I'm coming from there, little starlet?
And I'm not trying to be talking riddles here.
Right.
Hell no. I don't want to be talking nothing. We're going to go in there and play glory hole.
Oh my
I don't want to talk in riddles, but nice to meet you, honey. I got a big giant ship. You want to come see it? It don't matter what you say, Tom. Yeah, Corey Lewandowski's on the Hill. He's testifying today. He said he had no obligation to ever speak the truth to the media, which in itself is true, but Jesus Christ.
Right.
Jerry could say the same thing. I don't know what I was saying. It was a reporter. Fuck them. It's all fake anyway, so I might as well fake it right from the start.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
Glory hole days. Glory hole days. Glory hole days.
Oh, I never get tired of that.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to play the one that I recorded where I did lyrics to it, and I can't sing at all.
Oh, I have that, too.
No, if you want to put it in after the show's over, but don't make me listen to that. Although it is kind of funny, I do kind of like it.
Any time that I can get back to that glory hole, then that's a happy day for me.
I had a friend who was a big football owner down in Texas.
You can't sing.
No, I can't.
A stadium as big as a county. And a funny looking facelift.
Yeah.
Saw him the other night in this roadside men's room. He was getting up, coming out of the stall. Well, he was brushing his knees and he was wiping his lip, and there was a dick hanging there through the wall.
Glory old days.
Well, he came past one by.
Glory old days.
It just might get in your eyes.
Glory old days. I've been here when it was glory old days, and I've been here when it what? I want me some glory hole.
There was a dick hanging out of the wall.
Oh, shit, I can't sing. But, you know, sometimes the joke is worth having to deal with it.
Absolutely. It didn't matter. I think the fact you can't sing made it even funnier. That was great.
Yeah, it sounds great when you're singing to the radio, but try to put your headphones on and then try to get it through the microphone and make it sound like you thought it sounded like.
And I'm not trying to be talking riddles here.
Oh, and I'm not trying to be talking riddles here.
Not at all. If you can't understand me, well, that's just your problem.
Somebody who doesn't necessarily talk riddles, but he kind of talks in circles on purpose, is Bill Belichick.
Are the plans to have Antonio Brown play on Sunday?
We'll do what's best for the team, Mike.
Will it be best for the team to have Antonio play on Sunday?
Okay. I'm going to let you try to guess. Okay, so
what
he's going
to say next?
He said, will Antonio Brown play on Sunday? This was last week before the game. And he said, we'll do what's best for the team, Mike. He obviously knows the reporter. And he said, will it be best for the team if Antonio Brown plays on Sunday? What do you think his response was?
We'll do what's best for the team, Mike.
Are the plans to have Antonio Brown play on Sunday?
We'll do what's best for the team, Mike.
Will it be best for the team to have Antonio play on Sunday?
I'm not going to hand out a copy of the game plan here. We'll do what we think's best for the team.
That would be the easiest category on Jeopardy of all time, you know?
Right.
What would Bill Belichick say? All you have to do is whatever Alex Trebek says to you, you say it back.
Exactly.
That's all you got to do.
Okay, this might be my favorite clip of the week, and it is Belichick. Somebody asked him about changing his playbook, you know, based on who he gets and stuff, and making changes to the playbook, and here's what he says.
No, we run the offense. Try to throw the ball to guys open, Ben. I haven't changed that in 20 years.
No, we're going to run the offense and try to throw the ball to the guy that's open. Haven't changed that in 20 years. That is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Now, you know, you're going to get some wise ass that's going to go, does that mean you're not going to run the ball, Bill? Yeah, well, we're going to give it to the guy and hope he finds the hole.
The day Bill Belichick is going to retire is when it's going to happen, that he's just going to get fed up and he's just going to knock the shit out of one of these reporters.
What he ought to do is he ought to get up there on the day that he retires and open the phone book and start AAA Insurance 555-6293.
Right.
AAA Insect Terminal. What are they? Exterminators. 555. He should just read it and see how long any of them can last. Just sit there for as long as he can. Either that or something stupid. He should just get up there and say, all right, I've prepared a statement.
Right.
No, one day there were three little pigs, and they went off on their own. One of them got some straw and built a house.
I don't know how he did it. I swear, I don't know how he did it. I used to be, I couldn't stand Bill Belichick. Now I just love the guy, man. I can't.
You know, he's still a cheating fucker. He's still a cheating bastard.
Care.
And his reputation will never be tarnished by it because he's done. Nobody can stop him. You know.
No, I know. I mean, even when they got caught filming, whatever the hell they were doing.
You know
after
what they
were doing. Week one, and they you know. Penalize them or whatever right after week one, and then what they do? They just went out and won 18 games in a row. Fuck your camera, fuck your film. I'm gonna kick your ass anyway.
Remember, we had that piece of audio where ESPN was explaining how the videotape got from the Jets locker room where the dispute happened to the NFL, and they had an FBI agent there who had been instrumental in taking down John Gotti there to transfer the tape. And I'm like, well, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Belichick ain't playing around. I said it's not ours. Put your goddamn hands up. See, now some allegations are going to come out, Tom, because we've talked about it. Something's going to happen.
Which we're not going to make any comments towards whether or not Antonio Brown's flatulence has caused anybody any problems. We're going to see what the NFL says, and then we'll evaluate.
Oh, my God.
I've never... Pardon me.
My bad. Sorry, Doc. My bad.
Sorry.
All right.
Haven't trying to fit in with the youngins.
So, you know... Year before last, the entire season, you know, I didn't know what was going to happen, and all you kept saying was, the Redskins are going to fuck this up. The Redskins are going to fuck this up. They're going to blow this. They're going to screw this up. We got a franchise quarterback, and they're going to blow it. And they did, and they let Cousins go, and now I'm not so sure they screwed it up.
No, because they got Case Keenum now, baby. Dude's lighting it up.
I mean, how funny is it? Case Keenum won the division as the quarterback for the Vikings. And they get rid of him, and they go pay all this money to Kirk Cousins, who's not looking great. He's not.
Not at all.
Not. He's not looking like what he's getting paid anyway. He's not. He's definitely not earning his money. Let's say we can say that, right? I mean, that's legit. He is not earning what he's making. Right.
No, he's supposed to be the quarterback that was the final piece that would get them to the Super Bowl. Now, last year I could give him a pass because they had problems with their offensive line, but they lost their offensive line coach. Right before the season started, he died. What was his name? He was the coach of the Dolphins. Remember? He was the head coach of the Dolphins. We used to make fun of him because he always looked like he was in the freaking witness protection program. You always saw him with his sunglasses on.
Right.
What was his name? We had a good one where he brought,
he was trying to make the guys in the Dolphins locker room happy at halftime. He was just trying to make them happy.
I can't even remember what his name was. But so this year, though, there is no excuse. Not for him.
And so, you know, Mike Zimmer, coach of the Vikings, has said he's still confident in Cousins, and this reporter wants to know why.
Why are you still confident that he's the guy that can lead this team to a Super Bowl?
Today he made a couple mistakes, but the guy made some great throws as well. And, you know, the throw to Diggs, he's got all the talent, and we just need to continue to coach him the way that we want him to play.
He just didn't sound that genuine to me because he knows he has no choice but to play him.
Well, you know, he makes more money than me, so I can't say anything.
You have to talk to him.
He's higher up on the food chain than me.
He's my boss. You'll have to talk to him.
You know, he'll come around, I think, but he's always been a quarterback that chokes it up in pressure situations, but that hasn't been yet. There hasn't been a pressure situation yet. He just hasn't played very well. Now, the week one, you could say they didn't need him to play very well, and so far they really haven't. Their running game's kicking everybody's ass. But
they lost.
Last week, he made some real head-scratcher throws, some bad interception. What the hell's he doing out there with that kind of stuff? And he'll do that kind of shit. It can be frustrating. But then he'll turn around and he'll have that 350-yard, three-touchdown game that makes you go, oh, yeah, that's the guy right there.
Well, but for that kind of money, man, you got to be consistent.
Hey, he ain't Case Keenum, baby. He ain't Case Keenum.
Okay. All right. You know, I look at – I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks you can look at. Russell Wilson. Right now, Russell Wilson's earning that money that he's getting paid, his $35 million a year. He's earning it.
You could argue him as the best quarterback in the NFL. I know you got Brady and you got all Breeze and you got all these passers and these guys, but that dude wins football games and he is why they win football games.
Yep.
More than anybody else, I think. What was it, 2 years ago? He was involved in 97% of their scoring plays, other than field goals and kicks. 97% were either a run or a pass of his. He either threw it or he ran the motherfucker in.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ. So, yeah, Russell Wilson. If I had to pay any quarterback right now going forward for my quarterback for the next 10 years, it'd be Russell Wilson.
Well, one person who's not very happy with Kirk Cousins is Chancey, John. Chancey is very upset.
Chancey?
Chancey.
Who the hell names their kid Chancey nowadays?
I don't know, man. But Chancey's in Fargo. Up in Fargo.
Oh, he's in Fargo. He's in Fargo. There he is. He's up in Fargo.
And there's a it's a podcast where when they record, they have a phone line because it's called the Vikings Vent Line Podcast.
Oh, okay. This is a podcast? Okay.
Yeah. And the hosts are Judd and Danny.
Okay. Well, if they're listening, hey, guys.
So Judd and Danny do the Vikings Vent Line Podcast. I thought this was a good idea, man. You just get
it is
fans,
a good idea.
Just the Vikings fans just call up and vent.
I think we'll have to go find their podcast and listen to this. There might be some fun in there.
And Chancey in Fargo called up to vent.
Let's start with our guy Chancey in Fargo. Chancey, you are on Vikings Vent Line.
I am so sick and tired of Kirk Cousins. That was the worst throw since Brett Favre.
Wait.
I am so sick and tired of it there, Tommy. Just the Kirk Cousins here. I'm just sick and tired of him up here in the Fargo.
Now, wait a minute. I want to listen to the other guy real quick, the host, because I didn't notice his accent.
Chancey, you are on Vikings Vent Line.
That's just straight Midwest. There's no accent there at all to me.
Well, Chancey, on the other hand.
I am so sick and tired of Kirk Cousins. That was the worst throw since Brett Favre in 2009 in the NFC title game.
In the NFC title game.
The guy is a joke. I mean, yeah, everybody always wants to talk about he's a mid-level QB. No, he's a bottom level. He's in the 20 to 30 category. You can't trust him. It was a winning effort from the rest of the team, despite what seemed to be at a point where even the Fox NFL announcers are saying the Zebras are hosing the Vikings. We still have a chance to win, and we have this loser. He's just a loser. He should be cut, redraft. Spielman can go right out the door with him. I'm tired of him.
He should be cut, redraft.
We want a do-over.
Wait.
He should be cut, redraft.
Redraft. He should be cut, redraft.
Yeah, everybody throw your guys back in. We're going to start the season over again. Chancey says nope. He wants a do-over.
He's just a loser.
Right.
He's a loser, Tom. You're getting hosed. He's a hoser.
The guy is a joke. I'm tired of him.
Right.
He's a hoser. That's what he is. He's a hoser.
Take off, eh?
No kidding. Seriously. I like that accent from up there. I think it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, all the people that are up there are wondering, what the hell does he think so damn funny?
Well, I don't know if Judd and Danny from the Viking Vent Line listen to us, but hey, what's up?
Very doubtful, but we can laugh at him anyway. We're going to be listening.
Yeah.
We're going to hear some more Chancey. They did say our guy Chancey, so maybe Chancey's like, you know, one of their regulars.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he's a beat reporter.
Up here in Fargo, it's early September, and there's only 6 feet of snow on the ground here, so you can still drive through.
All right, and this was real quick. This was from the locker room after the Bills beat the Giants.
Oh, yeah, when they took ownership of MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, and they ended Odell Beckham took it back Monday night. But anyway, because
he did that nice little thing with the key in the end zone.
Anyway, the reporter asked Josh Allen, quarterback for the Bills. I just need to play what he says. I hope you can hear it.
Chance you could have ended up in New York. Obviously, the Jets were heavily involved.
I'm in New York.
What?
All right, let me try again. Okay, so the reporter says, you know, there's a chance you could. Okay, now keep in mind they're in Buffalo, right?
Right.
There's a chance you could have ended up in New York because the Jets were heavily involved as well and taking him with, you know, in the draft. So this is what he said.
Chance you could have ended up in New York. Obviously, the Jets were heavily involved.
I'm in New York.
I am in New York.
This is, this is New York.
All right, and I'm gonna, John. You've watched the sports shows, right? All right, what's your bold prediction?
Oh yeah, this is a lead pipe block of the leak, Tom.
Bold prediction.
Bold predictions.
They actually have to tell you on NFL Network that their bold predictions are not for gambling purposes.
Right.
I'm gonna listen to Steve Mariucci while he's running around dressed up like a pizza.
Well, I'm just gonna say that this is the Browns' first Sunday night game since 2008.
They're playing on Sunday night this week?
Sunday night, hosting the Rams up in Cleveland on a Sunday night game, John.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you right now, they haven't had a game there since 2008, not because the Browns suck, because they're afraid. The NFL is afraid of what will happen when you give Browns fans the entire day to drink. Okay, you remember the beer bottles? Remember the beer bottle incident? All right. Those fans are going to be out of their mind on Sunday night, and the Browns are going to beat the Rams' ass.
Oh, wow. A bold prediction from Tom.
There you go.
I don't think so. I think Aaron Donald is going to accidentally fall down and eat Baker Mayfield. They're going to have to call in Dr. Heimlich to come in and try to give him the Heimlich real quick. Mayfield's feet are going to be hanging through Aaron Donald's face mask. They're going to be behind him, squeezing on him. Come on, Aaron. Cough.
All right, I'm going first this week.
Okay.
I got an email here from Bill in Buffalo. We were just talking about Buffalo. Bill from Buffalo wants to know what God Bill, I can't guarantee. I mean, I don't know what to do because
It's question for a character, Tom. Anything works.
Well, no, I mean, because we can't just make him show up. I mean, usually he's listening to the show, but Bill wanted to know what God thought of the season so far, and I'm just trying to make him understand. Oh, wait. Okay, well,
bow down before me, O mortals, in hope that I do not destroy your quarterback.
All right. Obviously, you were listening. Very good.
I listen to all things, Tom. I listen to all things, including the Vikings Ventline podcast.
Yes.
Chauncey and Fargo. You are absolutely correct about Kirk Cousins. I gotta tell you, Tom, I'm having a blast fucking with Kirk Cousins myself. He's a little panty waste. He's always whining with me. Show me the way, O Lord. And oh, which path shall I take, my Lord? Go the way the referee is pointing you, nitwit. So far this season has been about me setting things right, settling old scores, being wrathful, things like that. I've had enough of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fuck Ben Roethlisberger. His career is over. Jeez.
All right, well, Ben said he was going to try to come back.
No. Tell you what, Tom, I work in some mysterious ways. You know this. His career is over, for that is his jerking off hand, and he will continue to damage the elbow. The team shall release statements proclaiming setbacks in Ben's progress. But the truth will be because he cannot stop watching Latina lesbian porn. I have spoken!
That's it. That's what we got, John. That's what he thinks about the season so far.
Sounds pretty good to me.
Wow. All right. You got anything else?
All right. Yeah, I got a couple of emails here. I got one right here. First off, dear John, the Redskins fan, and Tom, the Cowboys fan, I was thinking we should do a bet since my Bears play both John's Redskins and Tom's Cowboys this year. Aha. This is Adrian from Canada. He's a longtime listener, Tom. We've known this guy for a long time. He's a Canadian, huh? So he probably thinks Chancey sounded just right. What the hell is what are you guys laughing about down there? I realize if I bet, it's highly like my Bears will shit the bed. But what the hell? They almost beat the Patriots last year and almost lost to Arizona, leaving me on the couch yelling, "What the hell's going on out there?" If the Bears lose in your team versus either of your teams, it's $5 a month donation to the show through Patreon. So he could be up to $10 a month if both of our teams take care of business against the Bears. If the Bears win, we owe him a shout out on the cartoon. I mean, in the podcast and a cartoon or something. I think I could handle that.
At least we're going to get $5 a month for sure. I don't know about 10.
Shit, the Redskins are going to beat those Bears' ass on Monday night. You watch me, baby. You watch them. Look, I'll tell you what. You can talk to me all you want about their defense, but Mitchell Trubisky is trash. This dude doesn't know what's going on out there. 17 points beats that team. 17 points wins that game.
Last week, Bang said that my Cowboys were going to kick the shit out of his Redskins, and they pretty much did. This tells you, dude, what John thinks of your Bears compared to my Cowboys.
Look, yeah, I get it. You know, everybody tells me, but that defense, you're right. That defense. You think we can't score 17 points on that defense? I think we can score 17 points on that defense. And I think that's all it's going to take to beat Mr. fucking dumpster Mitchell Trubisky.
Terry McLaurin is the truth.
He is. Scary Terry's badass. But I'm not sitting here saying anything great about my Redskins, but I think this is the week they got to get healthy.
I think the Bears are going to, you know, again, man, it's early in the season. These teams have the talent. Every year is a little different. You got to come together. You got to get chemistry. But I think the Bears will evolve into a very, very good football team.
I think they should. But right now, Trubisky's lost. He doesn't know what's going on out there. And people are getting through that line. So maybe the Redskins will get healthy. People keep saying our defense is bad. That's true, but their offense is worse.
I kind of thought that the 49ers were going to evolve into a really good football team. Instead, they just already are.
Maybe. Could be. I mean, you know, they played Tampa Bay, whoopee-doo.
Yeah, that's true. And the Bengals.
Who's a liar?
And the Bengals.
You know, what is it? Week one's a liar. Who's a liar? The Bengals are a liar?
Well, they didn't win either game. They're 0-2.
Well, I know, but they went out to Seattle and played them real tight, and then they got San Francisco, whipped the shit out of them at home. Yeah. Right? So who's a liar, right? Anyway, that's from Adrian from Canada. Next up, we've got Dear Podcast. is there any truth to the rumor that after Sam Darnold came down with mono, The Jets released an internal memo reminding the players not to kiss the prostitutes that they share in the locker room.
Oh, Jesus.
Concerned in Jersey.
Okay. Concerned in Jersey.
Dear Tiny Dick Twins.
Is this an Eagles fan? Gotta be an Eagles fan.
Curses,
right?
Tom. They've discovered our secret identity. Tiny Dick Twin powers activate.
What the hell do we get called this for?
Dear Tiny Dick Twins,
oh,
you guys always think you're so goddamn funny making fun of how people look and how people talk, and you never think about how much it hurts people who can't help what they look like or what they sound like. Tom, this sounds like a really ugly person with a high speaking voice. Anyway, it goes on to say, so now that I'm benched, you're going to have to find somebody else to kick around. Fuck off, you douchebags, Eli M. Sit on the bench, Tom Dooley. Man, we're still going to get some good Tom Dooley face. You know that, because they're going to have all this, especially this weekend. Every time something goes right for the Giants, they're going to show Eli looking jealous on the sidelines.
Well, I mean, but Daniel Jones makes the same faces. It's like...
I know. We're going to get double the faces. That's right, Giants fans. Tune in this week and get double the faces.
Oh, my God.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
I like that. The Tiny Dick Twins. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. Wow.
All right. That's all I got.
All right. Yeah, we're going to leave you with one final thing that it has nothing to do with football, but it's the world we live in now. And, electronics, social media,
right.
Internet, all that stuff will get people in trouble. You know, it will.
Well, this little kid is trying to get a TV show he likes on television. A little kid's show.
Little Tickle Tickle, John.
Is that what it's called? Tickle Tickle?
Tickle Tickle. Yeah, just a little innocent kid's show. Tickle Tickle. Oh, it's funny. Tickle Tickle, you know. No big deal.
Right.
And so he asks Alexa for Tickle Tickle, and this is what happened.
Alexa, play Tickle Tickle.
Bobby, can you talk to play wheels?
You want to hear a station for porn detected. Porno ringtone, hot chick, amateur girl, quality sexy.
No.
Hot pussy, okay. Anal dildo, ringtone.
Alexa,
ringtone.
Stop! Anal dildo! Oh my God!
Daddy, what's anal dildo? I want to watch Alexa, show me anal dildo!
Oh my god,
we'd have to play ponies and porn stars. Which one would anal dildo be? I'm not so sure. Anal dildo might be a really very together purple haired pony that lives in the West End and doesn't mind that she, you know, has a dildo for a tail.
That was a great game, wasn't it? Pony or My Little Pony.
That was funnier than shit. We'll have to find another game to play, because that was fun. Whenever we play a game, it's always fun, and that one was fucking funny.
Lata,
ponies and
play Tickle Tickle.
Bobby, can you talk to play wheels?
You want to hear a station for porn detected. Porno ringtone, hot chick, amateur girl, quality sexy.
No.
Hot
pussy, anal dildo, ringtone.
Alexa, stop! Hot chick, amateur girl.
That is just the best. Oh my God. Dad's got it in his favorites.
I love that. No. Wait a minute, let me go back to that.
The TV is currently opening up a folder called Dad's Favorites. There's anal dildo.
No.
All right, well.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine the freaking ads this woman's going to see on her Facebook page tomorrow and the stuff they're going to start getting in the mail because Alexa heard them asking for porn?
Oh, my God. All right.
Unbelievable.
All right, Well, Michael Gallup is out for my Cowboys this week, and that's okay because...
For my fucking fantasy team, he's out.
But it's okay for the Cowboys because the Dolphins are giving up 51 points a game, so I think we're going to win anyway.
Yeah, Jesus. That's just... Phew. You know, I was going to text you, like, right before the half. It was still early in the game for the... But it was not so early that it should only be 20-0 for the Patriots. It was much later in the game for that, I thought. And I'm thinking, I should text Tom and see if they're just fucking around. What do you think? They're just fucking around with them? They got the second string in there? What's going on? But I didn't, because I realized we're watching the same game and you're 10 minutes behind me. So, but yeah, in the second half, the Patriots just said, you know what? Fuck it. Sorry. We excelled in all three phases of holding the score down until Tom accidentally got loose.
And sorry. I'm most excited this week, of course, as I'm sure everybody is, Ravens, Chiefs. I don't know who's going to win, but I can't wait to watch it.
That's going to be fun.
Yep.
That will be fun.
All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Let's see here. Ah. Damn, my bad, huh? I didn't even get that when you're so lean there. It's pretty freaking low. I've done some bodybuilders, and this is pretty freaking low. I gotta stay away. Damn, my bad.
You got something to say? Email bangradiohour@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter @bangradiohour and on the Bang Radio Hour Facebook page. Subscribe to the Bang Radio Hour YouTube channel for new Bang cartoons. And please consider becoming a patron of the show by going to bangradiohour.com and clicking the patron button. You can help us defer costs of bringing you this podcast and Bang cartoons for about the price of a cup of coffee. We appreciate your support.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquitoes.